Yo, what up, Kev? What's going on, man?
What's happening, man?
What's the weather in Burbank, since you guys are closer to the sun than I am?
The forecast in Burbank
is hot! It is ridiculous. But you know what, dude? I don't know what the temperature is, but it actually feels more, like, humid than I remember. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a dry heat as well, so it's hard to escape from it because it's so, like, it's actually humid outside. So
the crazy thing is that I feel like every time it's hot, I feel like a baby. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm being a baby.
Right.
And then you see, like, this is the hottest it's been ever. It's,
right.
Wow.
Record temperatures okay. For this day. It's like, right. Yo, yeah. Really?
Because the crazy thing is, I think the year before we moved back, there, it was like 110 degrees in October or something like that.
Oh my
and
God.
I was laughing at Casey.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? The drought years, right? You guys moved back the year after the drought, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because the drought years were crazy. And that last year of the drought was insane, yep. Yo. It was like December, it was like 97 degrees outside. Just like, what? Mm. This is a lot.
Right.
Yeah. It was wild.
Fire tornadoes up north, you know. What else do you want?
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Let's rain this pestilence down, yo.
Bring it on.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody either playing Jumanji or...
Mix it up.
Somebody is reading Revelations real loud. I don't know what's happening, but I know it's wild. You know what I'm saying? I know it's wild. Hold on, real quick. I got to remove this. Like, my daughter's step stool is in the background, and it's throwing me off. So I'm going to walk off camera and move it. Like, hold on.
He's messing up your shot.
Yeah, it was tripping me out.
Take your time.
It was like a bright pink step stool in the background. All
right. Your daughter's step stool, right?
Yes, it was definitely my daughter. It's a Minnie Mouse step stool. It's not mine. We can't even make a joke that it's mine because I don't like Disneyland or Disney. Characters.
But it's exactly like the one you used to have.
Well,
no.
The answer to that would be no. My parents was like, don't step on nothing, don't do nothing that ain't your height, get away from the kitchen. Yeah, so we definitely didn't have no step stools neither. So all right, so before the opening question, before we in our opening dialogue that y'all miss, like we chop it up a little bit before the show, you had mentioned a character named Sweet James.
Oh, man.
So I am highly curious about Sweet James and what is going on.
I was asking you to become educated, since you are so deeply entrenched in the legal world. But I can't remember if I read something or heard something. Someone saying something about Sweet James. And then I saw a billboard for Sweet James, who all I can gather is he is an attorney with some imaging problems. Challenges. I don't know. I don't want to say anything slanderous for fear of Sweet James raining pestilence down upon me. But I tell you what, his marketing is excellent.
Excellent marketing. All right.
I wonder, is sweetkev.com taken? Can we get the control room to check on that real quick?
That has to be stopped. Immediately. There will be no sweetkev.com ever.
That'll be my OnlyFans.
Oh my God, I would hate every second of it. I would die laughing. Like, yo, I cannot laugh this hard for the rest of my life.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. All right.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about on the show. Or do we? I don't know. Whatever. I have been watching, real quick, I have been watching, I think I've jumped the shark on this Star Wars thing. I started watching a YouTube gameplay video of Fallen Order because it's a canon game. So, yeah, I so want to know the whole story that now I'm watching it. It's gone too far. Like, you know what I mean? It's gone too far.
It's a lot.
I don't think I had any street cred to begin with, but I definitely don't have any now. Like,
it's... So you were just sitting back on Twitch watching somebody play? Or YouTube?
Well, yeah, exactly. A replay of somebody playing. Like, it's not even live because the game is like a year old. So
yeah, because I don't think you want to do that on Twitch, right? Because even if you're just sitting back watching, you get called the N-word for no reason.
Yeah, just randomly, right? Yeah, I've heard that on that.
Like, I know you're out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, exactly. Who's paying attention? You are? Dave Chappelle N-word levels. Oh. All right, y'all. We're going to see y'all on the other side, man. We got to talk about, you know, some offensive language towards... Senator Kamala Harris, and a couple other things is going on. And we might have some parting shots, some half a bar. I didn't put it on the list, but we might do half a bar, the new segment for the show. So let's get into it, y'all. You ready, Kev?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Out of the bubble.
Straight out of the bubble. You are listening to RapSucksRadio.com. We appreciate each and every one of y'all listening right now. If you want to catch past episodes, do so on RapSucksRadio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms with the random exception of Pandora. And if you'd like to see this visually, if you want to just, you know, see me and Kev reacting and some... video clips sort of the subjects that we're talking about, you can catch us on BTSN Pass. That's Behind the Scenes Network. What you do is you go to your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Fire TV. You download the app or channel. You go ahead and click on that app or channel, and we right there on the front page, man. Rap Sucks Radio. Me and Kev chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Chilling. Talking.
So, yeah, talking.
You know, I'm thinking about this. Should we take a different approach with Pandora?
Okay. What's the idea?
Hey, Pandora. What are you doing? We're not... We can be friends.
This sounds like parenting Pandora. Like, what are you doing now again? Why is this...
Yeah.
The second approach to parenting after the yelling. Like, hey...
Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Come on. You know you're better than that.
Exactly. Speaking of someone who should have known they were better than this, or should be better than this, Bill Baptist is out here doing too much. I titled this picture imperfect.
Yeah.
NBA fires photographer who posted offensive meme about Senator Kamala Harris. The source on this is USA Today. The players involved are the former Houston Rockets photographer Bill Baptist, and the NBA Kamala Harris, and there's some shots from Cheryl Swoops as well. So just to give you some notes here, a photographer working for the NBA as an independent contractor has been terminated. So he wasn't the Houston photographer. He was an independent contractor for the NBA that was assigned to Houston for like 30 years. I don't know how that works, but there you have it. After posting an offensive meme on Facebook on Wednesday that referenced Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, Joe Biden's current running mate. Kev called it last week that Biden can take his time announcing it. And in response, Biden announced it the very next week. He listens to the show. Good job. Bill Baptist is a Houston-based photographer who had worked with the Houston Rockets over 30 years. Cheryl Swoops shared her thoughts on Facebook regarding Baptist's post. So the guy works for the NBA but covers the Houston Rockets. He's been around for a while, even worked for the Comets, Swoops said. A former NBA Comets player, that's who Cheryl Swoops is, an all-star as well. It's amazing how people will smile in your face, but eventually their true colors will show. NBA and Houston Rockets needs to... He needs to go. So disrespectful. Bill Baptist, sick. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
I'm going to talk about this before we get into my least favorite part about this. So,
Wait, was this Yahoo Sports?
It wasn't. I messed up.
Now I'm interested.
You know what, though? It wasn't Yahoo Sports. But
was it USA Today?
It was USA Today.
But USA Today is the Yahoo Sports of news.
Not even close. No. 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 But I hate Yahoo Sports, and I can still say it, right? It doesn't even, can I just, I hate
Yahoo, hey, Yahoo Sports. Sports.
Yeah,
why you got to be that way?
There's actually a more trash sports. Well, I guess it would be sports. I guess it's sort of an all news thing, but it's mostly sport. I cannot stand, but I'll get into that another episode. I'll find an article from them because I'll probably take about 15 minutes bashing them. So I'm not going to get into it. But this, that minute, the minutes deserve bashing somebody belonging to Mr. Bill Baptist here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I just don't. I don't get it. You're around black folks for 30 years straight. Like, what? What were you doing? Like, that's my thing about, like, closet racist. So, like, what have you been up to for 30 years? Do you go home and scream into your pillow? Like, how do you deal with it?
You know what? I'm starting to realize that's probably what happens a lot.
Is it? Like, they just... Was Bill Baptist just like, you know what I'm saying? Go home.
Are you gonna tell everybody what he said? Because it's no, pretty offensive.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and say it. You got it.
Ah, thanks.
Yep.
All right, get ready to edit and take this out of context.
Fair enough.
NBA freelance photographer Bill Baptist posted on his Facebook page a doctored logo of the Biden Harris campaign.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I don't even know what the actual logo says, but his logo was a red, white, and blue, and it said Joe and the H-O-E.
God, so, dude.
Sexist, racist, ignorant, not funny. It rhymed. You gotta give him that. Rhymed. It rhymed.
I'm laughing because it's so pitiful. It's so pitiful. It really is. Like, it's like, come on, man. What are you...
That's the capstone on your 30-year career with the NBA.
Right. That's how you walked away.
The worst.
Yeah, no award, no thank you, no, you know, hugs from all the people you've taken pictures of. Just you calling
you
a political figure a hoe for no reason.
For no reason.
At least it wasn't entirely racist. It was hella sexist. So there's that. Shout out to Cheryl Swoops. And of course he was escorted from the bubble. He was at the bubble at the time that he did. Yo, you left. You left the game, went to your hotel in the bubble, all expenses paid, and posted that on Facebook. Like, oh man! Some people say rappers are dumb on tour.
Did you read his apology yet?
That's my least favorite part. That's the part I didn't want to get to. We'll get to it now. Baptist issued an apology to a local Houston television station, stating that he deeply, quote unquote, regretted the post, and the statement, quote, does not reflect my personal views at all. Okay, I'll read the apology. I deeply regret posting on my Facebook page a phrase that I saw and copied from others as a sample of some people's reactions to Biden's selection of Senator Harris as his choice for VP, he wrote in the statement. The phrase I posted does not reflect my personal views at all. I should not have been so insensitive to post the statements by others. I sincerely apologize to all those who have rightfully been offended, and I have taken the post down from my FB page. It was a horrible mistake on my part. Now, only way I'm accepting this, or not accepting, but because it's not my apology to accept, but the only way I will deal with this apology is if he were saying, look, guys, this is what people are saying. Look how stupid they are. Right? Is that what he's trying to say here? I wasn't posting it. I was trying to show, because he says in his apology, a phrase that I saw and copied from others as a sample of some people's reactions to Biden's selection. So were you trying to be like, look how trash people are. These are the type of memes they're posting. Or are you saying you were just, what were you doing? What are you,
that seemed,
you know, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, that seems to be the argument he's trying to make. Although, you know, Cheryl Swoops posted a screenshot of the post, which included no context. So, yeah, no, no. It's like he got caught and he's saying, oh, but baby, I was just doing a research project into pornography in the modern era.
Specifically with porn star's name typed in.
This is not mine.
Yeah. It's not mine. Oh, boy.
What a jerk.
What an idiot.
You know, sometimes I recommend better wording of apologies for public figures, but he nailed it. He gave the exact apology that he deserves to have.
Yeah.
As the secondary capstone on his 30-year NBA career.
I need my job back. I did not mean to post it. Like, whatever, man. I'm done. I just don't understand it. It's a full idiot, you know, party. You know what I'm saying? It's a full idiot party. Yo, I think, and I don't know if the mic is picking it up, but I think that the leaf blower is on right now.
Well, oh.
You know what's trippy, though?
The problem is I'm not going to be able to hear it till I listen to the high def recording.
So she knows,
when I do, I'm
she
going
knows
to
I don't like it. That's the key, right? She knows that I don't like it because I've slammed my window closed and I've also spoken to her about it. So she knows that I don't like it. So now what she does is she starts right next to my house. Like she goes, it's hard to explain, but she is like basically right next to my house doing it. And I know that it's deliberate. And I'm like, yo, it's 9 o'clock at night. Like, what are we doing? It's gonna definitely be on the microphone. Yo, the leaf blower lady is wild, yo.
You're gonna just put some well hidden baby powder,
right?
Around your house.
Well, you know, the next thing I'm gonna do is when she gets near my car, I'm just gonna turn the alarm on. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't do it anymore. Y'all, look, I'm not being passive aggressive. I've actually spoken to her.
You are so passive.
No, listen. I've actually said something. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. You know, it's over. Like, HOA is not doing anything about it. So I gotta take the mat. Now it's just neighborhood combat. You know what I mean? that's what it is.
Oh,
yo. This person actually, at least the topic line, you know, used to roll through the neighborhood on some neighborhood combat. Your topic title for this next topic is Big Perm Ditched It Years Ago.
Years ago.
Oh, man. The ice cream truck song has a racist past. Shocking. So Wu-Tang Clan's RZA wrote a new one. That is the reason for the topic title. This is sourced in the LA Times, your place for all things RZA and ice cream. Players involved are the RZA, Good Humor, and just as a note, a racist, yet another racist, you know, song. I didn't know that song was racist, by the way. It's Turkey in the Straw is what that your typical ice cream truck song is. I had no idea it was racist.
Yeah.
I had no idea the past of it. You know what I'm saying? So, Wu-Tang Clan founder RZA is putting the good, quote unquote, in good humor, partnering with the sweets vendor to create a new ice cream truck jingle as a free alternative to the well-known and problematic tune Turkey in the Straw. That's your typical ice cream truck song. Yeah, I'm trying to you know what, it won't come to mind. Now, like, I've tried to think about the ice cream truck songs all day, and I keep thinking of all these various songs. And weirdly enough, Take Me Out to the Ball Game keeps popping up in my head. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The rapper-producer unveiled the catchy, quote, in my own quote-unquote, visually, new song Thursday morning in a video acknowledging the racist history of the turkey in the of the song Turkey in the Straw, which has long been associated with minstrel shows and racist imagery. All right. I'll get into the quotes. Let's talk about the situation, Kev. Because you had some interesting commentary on this.
No, I mean, well, I think this goes along with you know, corporate America's efforts, you know, some better than others, to reckon with the historical, well, the racism in their sure. histories, whether they intended sure. to or not.
Yep.
This is a pretty good move as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
I like all of these moves. This, I agree with you.
Yeah. There's nothing, nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
Breonna Taylor's murderers are still free, but hey.
I mean,
it's not necessarily your problem.
Yeah, I don't know how much good humor can do about that. You know what I'm saying?
So, but yeah, like you said, I think a lot of people, even people, we're relatively close to music in the grand scheme of things, and we didn't know the history of this. But yeah, this song was connected, as you said, to minstrel shows in the 1800s, has along the way, been sort of reworked and with super racist lyrics attached to that melody.
Yep.
And so yeah, they gave RZA a call and got him to work out a new version,
which is hilarious.
If it's free, can we actually play it on here without getting in trouble? I don't know if we can.
Yeah, I think we can. Maybe I'll edit it in. Maybe I'll edit it in at the end of the show. Or, you know what? Hold on. Let's just stop for a couple seconds right now so it gives me a chance to edit it in. So,
okay.
All right. That should be enough.
Okay.
Oh, man.
But and one thing that I'm not sure of is that there is so good humor, I guess, are the guys out here or in a lot of the country. I've definitely heard that company name.
Okay.
In New York, from most of what I saw, Mr. Softy was the ice cream truck that came around.
Yeah.
If you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know this other song that I don't think has the same kind of past.
Okay.
That
Huh.
I think Mr. Softy might catch strays in this whole conversation, which
Fife already
at the end of the day, who cares?
Fife already threw them strays. I'm not but I'm Mr. Softy. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I like moves like this because I think it's all part of it. Like, I think at the end of the day, you have to clean all of that stuff out of the wound. Now, right. The bigger problems are still exist. Breonna Taylor's killers are still walking around. People are using the horrible murder of a 5-year-old to justify police brutality. It's just we're in an odd time right now where, people are doing really odd things. So, I kind of like some of this.
You know what I mean? Companies are trying. The best part of this to me, aside from the social impact and the social good there, is the promotional video for the making of the song. Which, did you watch it yet?
No, I refuse.
Oh, you gotta watch it, dude. Because it shows, they got RZA to sit down and actually speak about the history of the old song, what he did, how the new song came about. And, he's in a studio, so it is what it is. He's got 4,000 keyboards and synths in back of him,
per usual.
And then they cut to an image of him pounding away on the MPC. He's got a Pro Tools session going that has probably about 48-49 trillion tracks, and he's literally sitting there penning the sheet music for the arrangement, right?
Wow. Okay.
And then they go into the song, and it's like two bells and a couple of hi-hats. And I'm not, far be it from me to tell you what ice cream tunes slap and which don't. Like, I'm not going to get into that whole debate because I feel ill-equipped. And I, if you disagree, you're right. I'm wrong. But I played it for my little girl, right?
Yeah.
Because she hears it. She hears me playing it. She comes running in. She's like, what is this? I tell her. I played her the old song. That he's replacing, and she said, "Oh yeah, I think that's the one that the ice cream truck that comes on our street plays." And then I played her the new one, and she's sitting there, and I noticed she had that subtle pre head nod move going,
okay,
where she's like you're waiting for the drums to kick in, and then the song ended, and it never kicked in. Not that I expected, you know, good humor to have 808s, you know, in the theme song, the new theme song. But
right.
But yeah, she was not altogether.
It didn't slap. So, it didn't slap.
So right. Score one for racism, I guess. Can't win them all.
Hey, you know the Star Spangled Banner slap show.
Yo, that's what I was just about to say. So yeah. My thing is that I want right now to declare that DJ Premier should produce the new national anthem. Period. This is not up for debate.
I want to give it to Will.i.am.
Okay.
Nah, for real.
Just, that's a choice.
Just so we could get like another like Stevie B-esque remake. Gone Current.
You want a freestyle version of the national anthem?
I mean, it's Will.i.am.
Wow.
It's a throwback to, you know, freestyle music. Generally, for 90% of the hits. That's not even shade. That's just a reality. Like, I'm like, oh, freestyle song that that most people forgot about. But, you know, if you are a person who knows and listens to DJs pretty consistently, at least LA DJs, you still hear freestyle music, which also was never my favorite music ever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I used to rock. Oh, yeah, I used to rock it.
Man, I never. It's like a half a generation before me. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not my generation, but it's like right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Lookout Weekend is right on the edge of me being like, okay, that's not my thing.
You could still claim ignorance.
Yeah, I could still claim like it wasn't really cracking for me.
So did you ever own any Rayon shirts?
Of course I did, but I owned them with regard to like the Daisy Age era, like the, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kwame.
Yeah, the Kwame era, polka dots era, the
gotcha.
MC Hammer pants and Z Cavaricci's. What was the joints, yo? What was the joints? Jabos. Real quick side story. I remember that I didn't know how much things cost. Like, I wasn't sure. You know what I'm saying? People was coming to school with Z Cavaricci's on, and I was like, yo, I want some, right? So me and my mom, we go to the mall, right? Where else we gonna go? And we find them. I think we found them in Macy's, wherever. I don't remember. I'm not even gonna front like I remember. Whatever little side store at the time was selling that type of stuff. And my mom looked at the price and was like, nah. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, nah. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just pushes me out the store.
Do you remember how much they were?
It had to be over 150.
Oh, wow. Really? Because I wouldn't even be able to tell you.
Close to 150. Somebody correct me out there. But they were over 100 bucks.
Yeah, which is, you know, at the end of the day, not crazy.
No, it's not. Jeans,
but back then, might have been a little pricey.
Well, it's crazy for a 13-year-old, right? 14-year-old. 13-year-old. But of course, it's the mall, and it's, you know, my mom or whatever. So we go to JCPenney's. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I get the...
I still wear tough skins to this day. I hate them.
So I got on the jeans.
I hate them, but they remind me of my mother. God bless her.
God bless. That is very true. I'm wearing the, you know, G Scalabrine.
I scrape the skin off my knees just by walking around.
I'm rocking the G Scalabrinis now. You know.
What?
The Gordon Gartrell of Z Cavaricci's. Like, I'm rocking those to school. They're faded off first wash. Like, they were, I remember very, very vividly, they were burgundy. Like, you know, like that burgundy-esque, purple-esque type thing that you wore with the mustard rayon color. Like, it was trash. It was all trash. My hot toffee was fresh, though. My hot toffee was super fresh. But outside of that,
with the J.
Yeah, it was on point. And my parents wouldn't let me get steps because it was too much. You know what I mean? Like, nah, you're doing too much. Like, so I had a fresh high top fade, and I had on the G Scalabrini versions, not the Z Cavaricci's or whatever. Dude. And it was all trash. Polka dots. You know what I mean? Like, it was horrible. And I'm thinking of how horrible it was. Not just because it was horrible, because it was also, like, the bootleg version of everything.
Yeah, it's greatness.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty whack. But, you know, bless my mom's heart for trying to make me happy. Like, I didn't have cross colors. I had Taps. What? Yeah, like, the brand was called Taps, and they was, like, just slightly bigger than they should be. And they weren't, like, denim, you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, like,
they weren't denim.
No, they weren't like hard denim. They were like some other type of denim, like, and, oh no, like a cloth esque downtown LA shopping type denim. It was yo. And we wasn't near poor. Like, it wasn't like we was poor. It's just like my mom wasn't having it. My dad was not having it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I remember Big Sug got some. I'm all into the story pointlessly. I remember Sug got some actual genuine cross colors. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And I was like,
I could see that.
And yeah, and I was like, yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. How did that even happen? You know what I'm saying? Because my parents was like, no, never, not in 1,000 years. You know what I'm saying?
Now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If Sug had gotten tired of wearing his,
nope.
And he said, yo,
nope.
You can have these.
Nope.
Would you?
No. I definitely wore clothes that were too big for me. But I couldn't bring myself to wear Suge's hand-me-downs. It was bad enough, man. It was bad enough that we was like George and Lenny and all of that. You know, no disrespect to his intelligence. But, you know, that's a bad analogy because he wasn't like, you know, Lenny or whatever. But it was, oh, which one was the big one? Well, Lenny, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
What is it? Mice and Men?
Yeah, Mice and Men, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Story time is over.
That's a bad enough.
Doesn't matter.
Got you, Shug.
On to the next topic. I just completely threw myself off with that whole story. All right.
Did.
Your title for this, Kev, the next topic, mm-hmm. is What a Turd Burger. I am on record for saying I do not like Whataburger at all. I had it with my brother out in Dallas. I don't understand it. I don't get it. And people come out here, and it's weird. Like, the burger wars are odd.
They're very weird.
They're strange. I mean, it's just one of those weird things. People come out to California just to dislike everything from California. It's kind of one of those strange things that people do. I don't get it.
So, but, come out here burger banging.
Yeah, like, out of nowhere, like, we need a Shake Shack because I don't like the burgers. And I'm like, get out. Go away. How about, why don't you just leave? I mean, not leave California.
By the way, I'm on record.
Get out of my face. You know what I'm saying?
I'm on record as of a month and a half ago not knowing the difference between Wahlburger and Whataburger. So,
I don't know. Whataburger's nasty to me. And so is White Castle. White Castle was nasty to me. So, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, feel how you want to feel about it. How you feel? Y'all feel good right now? Good. Because it's nasty to me. It's nasty. And I remember my brother was like, yo, let's go to Whataburger. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do it. And then I was like, all right, let's not do that no more. It's ridiculous. Carl's Jr. is better, and Carl's Jr. is super nasty. Anyway, the reason for this topic, though, is not how much I dislike their burgers. The reason for this topic is white customers complain about BLM mask, and it causes a black employee to lose a job. Plus, management called police when she sought further clarification. This all happened at Whataburger in Texas. This was reported by the Atlanta Black Star. The players involved are former Whataburger employee Makaya Conscious. So, long story short, an employee was working at Whataburger. A white person walked in. They saw the Black Lives Matter mask. They asked for the corporate phone number. And she had been wearing this Black Lives Matter mask for days. This was her manager had never spoken to her about it. I'm not even going to read the article. I'm just going to explain it to you guys. And ultimately she was let go for what they're saying is a dress code violation. However, this is the one quote I will read. I want to read the conversation between her and the manager. Okay.
Right.
So, this is a conversation between her and a manager, or at least his part of it, or his or her, I'm not sure. Whataburger wants you to wear a mask that has, this is all in quotes, that has no opinions whatsoever on them. You're entitled to your personal opinions, and that's fine. But at Whataburger, we don't want to portray them because some people may be offended. This is a business. That's what the manager said. The manager also said,
"What a big business."
Yeah, exactly. Whataburger doesn't want to get into anything political because we're just hamburgers and fries, she added. So the manager is a woman. When Conscious asked why the mask wasn't addressed before, this is the part I wanted to kind of point out. Mm-hmm. She asked why the mask wasn't addressed before, and the manager claimed she was, quote, waiting for the right time, unquote. She went on to espouse colorblind rhetoric. We're human beings. It doesn't matter what color we are, the manager said. And then from the heavens, the doves landed on the manager's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the rain fell slowly. Because we're all human
beings. All lives matter.
So, yes, she got all lives mattered in and let go. Mm-hmm. And that was the manager's explanation. I was waiting for the right time. And the right time just happened to be when a customer complained to let to corporate to right. let the young lady go from her job. So this is pretty trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is pretty trash. I'm not even going to go all the way in on the customer. I'm not going to do it. Customer's whack. I'm not going to go all the way in on them. I'm going in on the manager on this one. You know what I'm saying? At the very least, a dress code warning. They've been wearing wearing it before. Look, I hadn't addressed it. What the manager did was the manager saved her own behind. Corporate said, yo, why haven't you addressed the dress code? Nah, I was going to. I'm going to fire her right now. That's basically what happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what a manager.
We're making some assumptions, but it's safe to assume that's what.
It's just, I mean, if you follow, you know, there can't be so many. There can only be so many answers to, you know. I can read these tea leaves pretty well.
Either it's you or it's her.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a, you know, Karen-esque thing. I'm going to go right to corporate with this one, and you're going to hear from corporate. Like, oh, corny.
Goofy. Oh, she went. Yeah. She's corny. She went black belt Karen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or white belt, as the case may be. Yes. Who knows? Yeah. I don't know how they do those things.
Yep. So, yeah. I don't know what to say. I can go into a diatribe about complaining customers and how I can't stand them.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. It's just ridiculous, dude. To further add to this, Kev, though, the manager also called the police on the young lady.
Yeah.
When the young lady
that's where it
wanted
got,
a further explanation.
That's where it... Yeah, that's where it was like... It's like, you see the irony in the whole... the way this is going down. Like, and nothing... No one got killed. Which is great.
Fortunate.
No one got shot.
Yeah.
You know, no unarmed people of color got shot or anyone else. So that's good.
Yep.
That's the bar.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Whatever.
There's how you end
those
news.
So if you're keeping score at home, In-N-Out CEO Mark Taylor and his wife have donated more than $15,000 to Trump and the Republican Party since 2016.
Haven't eaten at In-N-Out in a while.
Shake Shack got $10 million in PPP loans, but they gave it back.
Publicly.
Which may actually... Right, exactly. Well, what I don't... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Which may put them narrowly in first place here.
A race to the bottom.
Wahlburger still exists. The aforementioned Wahlburger, which I'm literally the only person who mentions Wahlburger.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the Wahlbergs. Restaurant that they had that I don't know if it's still even open. There was one in Brooklyn, but they had the TV show that I think one of the brothers runs it day to day. But it's Marky Mark's thing. who will always be called Marky Mark because of his famous at age 16 when he's dusted out, he assaulted a Vietnamese shopkeeper.
Yep.
And hurled racial slurs and ended up doing about 40 days on a 3-year sentence or something like that.
Yep.
So
yep.
Good for you, Marky Mark.
Definitely bad vibrations.
So,
sorry, guys.
Are you writing for Bill Baptist?
I am. I am writing. Well, it's a race to the bottom. Right now, we're at the bottom. Like, these are all half a bar.
Speaking of, after all that, I'm realizing that Arby's is once again the only safe choice in fast food.
Why are Arby's still open? I never see anybody in them. It's a scam, yo. It's a plot. Arby's is peddling crack, yo. That's the only way they're still open. You know what I'm saying?
It's a front.
Like, you know what I mean? It's a government surveillance front. Like,
it must be as much. It's H. John Benjamin,
right? That's the best.
Him being the spokesman.
So far, that's why they're in front. They had H. John Benjamin. They haven't done anything overtly racist. We have the meats. Is interestingly horrible, but it's interesting. And the song, you know that song in the background. I didn't know that was like an oldie. I can't think of the name of the song, but one day I was listening to records, going through my hard drive, just listening to stuff for the sake of, like, I just was like, man, what is all this stuff that I have? And I was like, yo, I know that theme song. And it's like an old, like, OJ's type song. It's really
interesting. In the Arby's commercial?
Yeah. Yep.
You know the guy who says, we have the meats?
Meats? Yes.
I would love to find out that's Sweet James.
Full circle. We have officially come full circle.
Bring it home, baby. Oh,
good job. I also want to figure out, how is Herman Cain tweeting right now? Does anybody know? Is he tweeting from the dead? What?
Eerily. Pizza ghost.
Pizza ghost. All right. That was the half a bar shot. Yo, I don't have, man. I'm done. I'm officially done. I don't know what to say about it or whatever. Like, you know, I often think that companies overreact to complaining customers anyway. I really do. But we are in an age where, you know, they'll shut down your whole business over some nonsense. So I don't really even know anymore. I just kind of leave it at that. So whatever. Anyway. Yeah. Sour note. This has been Rap Sucks Radio, y'all. Yeah, I can't eat hamburgers anymore. Where am I going to eat? Like, The Habit? I think The Habit's the only thing I can eat. I haven't eaten In-N-Out, which is crazy because I love In-N-Out, but
House Burger.
I'm done. You said, yeah, House Burger. The Eddie Murphy burger with the green onions in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank y'all for listening, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. I am your homeboy, Track Life, and that is your fam, Kev Sakota.
We have the meats.
Do we, though?
Not really.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can catch our past episodes on rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. And as a matter of fact, if you include the In Here Trippin' episodes, this is actually our 100th episode right now. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. It's the 100th total episode. Wow. So we on, man. We out here.
We're done.
Yeah, we quit.
You missed your chance, Pandora.
Didn't we? Yeah. Didn't we say we were going to quit at 100? Like, randomly, like the Sopranos. Yo, you can catch us on any of your favorite podcasting platforms with the exception of Pandora. Like, like Kev said, what are you doing, Pandora? Like, what's going on,
Pandora? Like, come on,
figure it out. You know what I'm saying? You can also catch us, like I say at the end of every show, I'm going to get on this TV, mama. We are live on BTSN Pass. That is Behind the Scenes. Behind the Scenes Network. Download the app or channel on your Roku, your Fire Stick, or your Fire TV. Click on that joint. We right there on the front page. Me and Kev, Rap Sucks Radio, for your visual and audible pleasure. We out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. And on the count of three, we say peace. Oh, wait. We do not say peace without this, Kev. I'm sorry. Rest in peace to Mean Green. I want to make sure that we say that on the show. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace.
Over and over again.
Definitely.
Mean Green, the big homie, Western Hemisphere crew, everybody.
Yeah.
On the West Coast misses you, man.
Yes. It was
thank you for everything.
Yeah, tragic news, but he's definitely is a big reason why a lot of people got on. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Mean Green. Thank you for your music. Thank you for your energy. And we appreciate that. And rest in peace, brother. On the count of three, we say peace. Sir. 1, 2, 3. Peace.
Peace.
And we out of here, y'all. Thank you.
Out.